More and more actors are submitting their self-tape auditions to casting directors, agents, managers, producers, directors. And so, you know what? I said to myself, self, it's about time we take a look at another self-tape submission and evaluate it, give it some feedback, so that you can make your self-tape auditions the best they can possibly be. On today's episode of Casting Actress Cast, we're going to look at yet another self-tape submission. So stick around, you're not going to want to miss this.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? Hope you're having a good day. I'm having a great day, and it's so glad, and I'm so glad that you are here to partake, to see me evaluate yet another self-tape. Now, here's the thing. I've just taken a little bit of a peek at this tape, so I'm going to be spontaneously reacting to the submission so that you can really get a sense live on how I'm reacting to the kinds of material that actors are submitting these days. So whether it's for film, for television, for theater, you're going to want your self-tape submissions to be the best they can possibly be. That's why I'm doing this service. That's why I'm doing this, so that we can all get a little bit better at evaluating our own work. I hope that makes sense. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to thank you for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. Please visit the website castingactorscast.com, where you're going to find some freebies and lots more information. You'll find some past episodes of Casting Actors Cast. In addition to that, you're going to find there is a section called Jeff's Jots, which are show notes that you can download from all of the episodes. So if you have an episode that you kind of like and maybe you want some notes on that episode, you can go to Jeff's Jots and download those absolutely free of charge. Additionally, if you fill out the form that says Dive into the Talent Pool, you're going to get a free book. It's a 100-page PDF that you can download, again, I said for free, called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. It's a, I think, a really helpful book on what I've been teaching in my workshops about voiceovers. And it's in a comprehensive 100 pages that I think you'll find very, very helpful. Also, there is a free video out there, also for filling out that form, and it's called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. But I'm going to tell you in this 20-minute video, again, that's free for you to check out as well. And please, if you enjoy what you're hearing, if you like what you're hearing, if it has been helpful to you, I ask you to please, please, please consider leaving a like. You could share the video with your friends. Maybe there's some actors out there who would like to know about what we're doing on this podcast. Also, if you could leave a review, that would be so helpful to me as well, especially like iTunes, because that's like the cool place to leave reviews. And I would love to continue to grow this amazing audience. We're over 51,000 downloads of the podcast and growing, and I couldn't be more grateful. Also, listen, if you wanted to submit your video for consideration, you can do that really easily. The email address, castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com. Now, before we go any further, I'd like to play this short little sequence of sponsors, people who are helping to spread the word about Casting Actors Cast. And so I, in return, like to spread the word about them. So we have this sort of mutual sponsorship agreement, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. And perhaps if any of these promos sound interesting to you, that you will check them out. Here they are. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. Great, so thank you so much for that. Thank you for sticking around. And now let's get to the video, shall we? This is a Patrick Harvey. Patrick Harvey submitted a video a little while ago, I have to say. And because the response has been so amazing, it's taken me a while to get to all of these. Because frankly, right now, McCorkle Casting, we're casting 6 feature films right now, plus some theaters that we're casting. So we are just really kind of overwhelmed. And so I've been a little remiss in trying to stay up on all of those submissions. So if you've submitted or are interested in submitting, please have a little bit of patience. I would appreciate that. All right, so let's take a look at Patrick Harvey's self-submit video. I'm going to be playing it right from the top, and then I'm going to give some spontaneous feedback because I haven't seen the entire video. Okay? All right. Here we go.
Okay. Jean, I just got a complaint from Mary Potts saying you used inappropriate language with her.
I simply congratulated her on winning the raffle.
What did you say?
I saw her in the kitchen and my hands were full of lunch items, so I said, "Congrats, Mary. Next time I see you, I'm going to give you a pounding."
Did you mean a fist pound?
Yes.
It's just called a pound. That sounded like you were going to beat her up.
Oh, okay. So I see you won the raffle, Mary. Can we pound each other?
No, you can't say any of this to someone without a fist involved.
Oh, okay. Congrats, Mary. I'd like to fist you now. Wow, that's terrible.
No, you're not great with expressions, Jean. Yeah. Remember the chaos you caused when we were hiring younger people and you sent out a memo saying the company was trying to euthanize the employees?
I felt bad about that. I truly did.
Well, I need to get out of here. I'm late for my dinner date.
Ooh, where are you going?
Antonio's.
Oh, somebody's gonna get stuffed. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I hear it now.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Really, really fun. Thank you for submitting that. I appreciate anybody who makes the effort to submit their video. Once again, you can submit your video. Go to castingactorscast@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to take a look. And if your video was chosen, and I'll put it on the air. It's as easy as that. By the way, I'll let you know, but I need your permission. If you're going to be doing a submission to me, then please say, yes, I do hereby give you permission to put my video on the patio, the podcast videos. So that way I'm not going to get in any trouble and that you're willing and open to accept whatever feedback I have to offer. So Patrick, let's talk about your video. First of all, the overall impression is that this is an excellent piece of work. You do such a good job. I particularly enjoy the performance aspect of your underplaying the character. Sometimes writing in these, especially in pilots, for some reason, there's this sort of pushed energy that a lot of actors bring to that television pilot. And because the writing sounds more like, I don't know, feels more like sketch comedy sometimes. So there's a fine line. And what I thought you did extremely well is that you pulled back a little bit, kept the character very conversational, and kept him very truthful having this discussion. So being very, I don't want to say understated, but it was underplayed in the right way in my mind. So that was the overall acting impression. But let's talk technically first. It's absolutely true that many times casting directors are going to give you extended information about what they want in the submission. Part of that piece of information that many casting directors will provide you are information about putting a slate together. Now, some casting directors don't want a slate. They just want the audition. They just want, you know, camera on, start acting. If you're not given that information, I would suggest that you give me a slate at the top of the audition. It doesn't have to be super fancy. It can literally be your headshot, for example. So 5 seconds of your headshot. Or it could be a live slate where you introduce your name, the project, the character name, and your height. By the way, height is something I always ask for in a video submission. So you'd be sort of ahead of the game if you included your height automatically. But there's no reason why you couldn't keep that slate as a separate piece of video, and then you fade into you doing the audition. I hope that makes sense. In other words, so that if I were going to be giving this video to a producer, I could just cut out the slate if the producer didn't want to see the slate, if it didn't matter to them. But I always think a slate is a really good default setting as a separate piece of video, only because that's providing me, as a casting director, a little bit more information about you. I get to see you sort of looking directly into the camera and introducing yourself and introducing the material. There's just something about that. It's almost like when you're meeting somebody for the first time, you know, you make that handshake and you look them in the eye and you give them a nice firm handshake and say, nice to meet you. So that to me is what a slate can actually become. So you didn't do that here. So I just wanted to point that out. Perhaps that was a purposeful decision on your part. But in general, I prefer anyone to give me some additional piece of information in the form of a slate. Like I said, some people include their headshot. Some people just do a live slate. But please do not do this. Don't slate, take a breath, and start acting in the same video. Keep it separate. Let's move on a little bit more technically. What struck me is I would love for you to have a little less headroom in your shot. That means that there was quite a bit of space, almost 6 to 8 inches between the top of your head and the top of the frame. And in general, for a film or television audition, I like to see you from the chest up. And I also like to see very little headroom, just a little bit of air or a little bit of space between the top of your head and the top of the frame. And you had just a little too much there. It sort of made you look more diminutive. Ooh, good word. In the frame. So I'd love to have that reframed just slightly. The height of the camera was absolutely fine. Also, I am such a huge fan of being slightly asymmetrical in your shot. For example, if you were just to take a slight step to the left so that you are not centered in your shot, and then you're looking cross camera and focused at the other character you're referencing in the audition, that just becomes such a better focused audition. Studies have shown that people who are centered in their shot don't get paid attention as much as if you are slightly off-center or asymmetrical in the shot. So being slightly off-center is, and then looking what I call cross-camera, which is looking across the lens of the camera and into the face of the other character, you're going to get a much, much better picture overall. I thought that the lighting was excellent, the sound was excellent, the background was also really, really excellent. A final technical note, though, Patrick, is that the shirt that you were wearing kind of had a tendency, in my opinion, to wash you out a little bit. You're very fair complected, and that shirt just didn't really help me stay focused on you quite as much. I would suggest sticking to jewel tones in what you are wearing. For example, a navy blue or mid-range blue color would be an excellent color for you. Not that you have to match your background, by the way, but this particular shirt choice I just didn't think was as flattering as it could be. And then finally, you know, you just look great on camera. You really have a great look. You have a great sort of sense of yourself. I saw you playing the part. So I really felt that that was a wonderfully well accomplished audition overall. So final little tips that I want to share with you is that you gave me a slight prior action before you started acting, which I thought was really, really smart, really good. And in the same way, at the very end, you want to make sure you give me some closing beat at the end of your audition, which you did, by the way. But other actors need to hear that. A prior action before you start your scene and a concluding sort of moment or beat before you shut off your video is always a good idea. It leaves a lasting impression over just cutting, making a harsh, straight cut edit. All right, so let me see if I have any other notes here about that. Boy, I just thought it was really, really good, and I am so grateful to you. And I apologize that you've sent me this a long time ago, and I'm getting to it now. I hope that this was useful for you. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, you too can go ahead and send your self-tape submissions to me, and I'm happy to give an evaluation. These have become quite popular with people, regular listeners and viewers of the Patio Casting Actors Cast. So if you want your audition video taken a look at, perhaps evaluated so that you might be able to help out some other actors, then I encourage you to do so. Once again, that email address, castingactorscast, all one word, @gmail.com. All right, so let me just share a little more information about something that happened this week that I'm excited to share with you, and that is we had our first in-person musical theater auditions here in New York. Now, I know a lot of parts of the country haven't opened up yet, but it was amazing to finally get back to what we know so well prior to COVID, which is live audition environment. And so we had a dance call. We had over 20 actors, dancers coming into the studio, learning the combination. And then we called actors back to sing. And this is a wonderful project that we're really excited to participate in called A Crossing. And I have to tell you that we brought in a new intern at McCorkle Casting, and it just so happened we didn't know this. It was just so lucky that she also happened to be a COVID officer, a COVID specialist, so that she was able to be an incredible help to setting up the auditions properly, but also to making sure that we were in compliance with both equity rules and with New York City and state regulations as far as COVID is concerned. So yeah, we had all of the music and the sides were in sheet protectors that we wiped between actors. We had masks. We took the temperature. You know, we had one of those temperature guns. It was just like we did it in such a systematic way. The dancing was kind of interesting because we wanted the dancers to learn the combination. Josh Bagas was choreographing, and he was wearing a mask, as well as his assistant wearing the mask, and all of the dancers were wearing the mask until it came time for the dancers to go three at a time so Josh could evaluate their work. And so everyone was wearing a mask during the entire learning of the combination. And then once the combination was learned, then they were three at a time, came up and auditioned. And it was pretty fun. It was pretty interesting. Everyone seemed to have a really good time. And we were really kind of just excited to be there. It had been such a long time. We were thrilled. Now, there was one incident that I have to share with you, kind of interesting, that an actor came in and we zapped their temperature and they came in at 99 degrees. Now, the rule is that anything from 100 degrees and above, we can't bring into an audition space. And so we were like, oh my gosh, 99. And so, you know, we informed the talent and we said, well, let's just wait a few minutes. And then we waited a few more minutes. And then we, you know, took that temperature again on the forehead. And it was 98. So what we realized is that it was close to 99 degrees outside. And so the actor was coming in from outdoors. And so we were like, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense that the actor was kind of hot coming in from outside. And so that actor was able to come in and was absolutely felt fine. And so it worked out really, really well. But boy, you know what? There was that moment there where we're going like, okay, is this going to be one of those moments where we say to the actor, we're sorry, we can't let you into the audition? That would have been just horrible. But anyway, it was an exciting time, and I just wanted to share that with you. For those of you who may be in other parts of the country and not in New York, hang in there. Please get your COVID shot if you have not gotten it. Proof of a COVID shot, you know, you can take the COVID form that you get after you get your shot, and you can take a picture on your cell phone, and then you can show your cell phone to folks. So that's going to be probably implemented now for a little bit of time yet before the declaration that we're all fine and, you know, healthy again. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But please get your shot. It really means so much. And if you want to get back into it, doing all of the things you can as an actor, yeah, that's great. But now as a human being with other people that are out there, it's just... how do I say this without sounding too harsh? But there's no excuse, honestly. This vaccine has been doing wonders and has really lessened the dangerous nature of this terrible virus many times over. So you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your fellow human beings. Okay, that's enough preaching. I don't want to politicize something that really involves our good health. Hey, listen, that was fun today. I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you again, Patrick, for turning in a really excellent video. And I hope that you continue to submit videos. I hope to see some of your video submissions coming through our office. So thank you so much for that. Hey, listen, thanks for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Have a great day. Thanks.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.